EM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. A second close encounter between American and Chinese military assets in less than 10 days. A Chinese warship comes within 150 yards of an American guided missile destroyer in the Taiwan Strait. More from the BBC's Monica Miller.
General Li Shengfu sent a stern message to Washington about the need for mutual respect and said China will never step back from defending Taiwan, which they see as an internal affair. He said China makes no promise to refrain from using force towards those who sell arms to the island. Under the One China policy, America recognizes and has formal ties with China, but maintains a robust, unofficial relationship with Taiwan.
Search and recovery efforts in India, where a three-train collision causes the country's deadliest rail accident in more than 20 years, killing at least 288 people. Correspondent Ramey Innocencio.
A sheet thrown to cover a face, a last dignity for a life lost. One of an astonishing hundreds in India's worst train tragedy since at least 1999. An express passenger train derailed. Several of its carriages buckled. Those then collided with another passenger train, then a parked freight train.
The Atlantic hurricane season is underway with Tropical Storm Arlene being the first named storm as it died down heading to Cuba. Our Peter King has a look at something many people in hurricane areas do not consider.
Usually you hear this advice if you live in a low-lying or coastal area.
Buy flood insurance.
Former FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says with human-induced climate change, more areas are flooding more regularly, whether it be from tropical weather or a heavy downpour. He says these weather events
are causing extensive losses for people who don't have flood insurance, and more that loss is occurring outside of where mandatory flood insurance purchase requirements are.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Federal investigators say a nurse denied multiple requests to take an 8-year-old migrant girl to the hospital on the same day she died in the custody of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. Washington Post reporter Nick Miroff.
This nurse practitioner saw the child multiple times and denied repeated requests from her mother to call an ambulance even as the girl's condition worsened.
Senator Joni Ernst hosted her Roast and Ride event in Des Moines, Iowa, with some 2024 Republican presidential candidates. Former Vice President Mike Pence was there and is set to announce his plan to run sometime next week.
The radical left has been assaulting our values and assaulting our families almost as never before. But the great thing I've seen traveling across this country is that the American people are on to them.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
When you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, bundle, that's a cute word. What? Read it again? Okay. When you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you get round-the-clock protection. Oh, that's darn good, because once my older sister Dottie, her basement flooded.
Get round-the-clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 58. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun again tomorrow, high of 85. Lows dip down to about 55. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Low 80s Monday with a chance for scattered storms, turning cooler Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From